Stars twinkle in the night sky above a blanket of white clouds. Lying far below are hillside towns and villages, their lights scattered beside a glimmering river winding down from the distant horizon. At the boundary wall of this magical kingdom stands a magnificent fairy tale castle with the river flowing through it. A flag flutters atop its tallest spire as fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky. Glittering lights arc over the castle turrets. Disney. Simple animated cave paintings sketch out a world of ice-capped mountains and prehistoric animals.
Everything changes. That's just a fact. They say a mammoth never forgets. Well, as I get older, I find they don't always remember either. I decided to put it all down here, so it'll never change. Our herd history. It all started with Manny, my lovable grouch of a mammoth. He'd lost his family to hunters. Heartbreak made him a loner. And then there was Sid, a big-hearted sloth, had been abandoned by his family because he could be, let's just say, a little annoying. And Diego, a fierce saber-tooth. He risked his life to defy this ruthless pack and was left with nowhere to go. Fate brought this unlikely trio together when they were charged with the care of a lost baby. And in returning the child to his family, they became a family themselves. Now, Manny thought he was the last mammoth in the Ice Age and was convinced he'd never find love. That is, until he met me, Ellie. We felt the earth move. 19 tons of combined weight will do that. I joined the herd along with my adopted possum brothers, Crash and Eddie. The six of us had so many adventures. But every time we thought it was the end of the world, it only brought us closer together. Even when we stumbled into a lost world of dinosaurs living under the ice. We met a fearless weasel named Buck. He was daring, adventurous, and a little eccentric. Crash and Eddie wanted to be just like him. Now that we've found each other, I want to preserve every moment we have together. Because you never know when things will change. And lately, it seems like my brothers are getting a little restless. I can't wait to show this to the boys.
Crash! Eddie!
Woohoo!
Crash and Eddie.
This is gonna be our most extreme stunt ever!
They carry a wooden plank over cracking ice.
Extremely dangerous!
Super duper dangerous!
Stupendously dangerous!
They bound up to the peak of a glacier, then lie belly down on the ski-like wood.
That's a long way down!
Only if we make it to the bottom!
Crash! Eddie! You better not be doing something dangerous!
You know, I've been thinking.
When did you start doing that?
Last week.
And you didn't say anything?
Why'd you do it, Crash? Why? We're supposed to be brothers.
I couldn't help it. I was just sitting there, and I thought, aren't you tired of Ellie always telling us what we can't do?
Yeah. Don't use tar pits as a bubble bath. Don't gargle with fire ants. Don't scale the side of an unstable 10,000-foot glacier. She's smothering us with reasonable advice.
What if we move out and get our own place?
Ooh, you mean a bachelor den?
Nah, I was thinking more of a place where two single guys hang out.
Oh, that's way better.
Just imagine it.
I'm a bad boy doing good.
The possums imagine chilling out in an ice cave, complete with water slides and a pool. They wear medallions and baseball caps as they dance to the beat.
Young Bill making his truck, so I might just sneak away just for one night. Make it
good. Boys! Don't make me come get you!
Look, I think it's time we become independent possums.
Crash grabs a stick and holds it up above his head.
I claim this mountain in the name of Possum Freedom!
Crash jams the stick in the ice. The glacier disintegrates. Crash and Eddie hover in the air, then plummet to the ground. As Ellie calls, Sid addresses Diego and Manny.
Crash! Eddie!
Where are those two?
So that's why I've always thought that good hygiene is overrated.
But what really makes me feel special is that you guys listen to me. You really...
Diego and Manny exchange winks. They both have pine cones stuffed in their ears. Ellie shouts to Manny.
I'll do it later, dear. I promise.
Manny! We gotta go!
They flee the oncoming avalanche.
Ice avalanche!
All right!
The possum surf the torrent of ice. Sid stumbles, but is yanked to safety by Manny. Crash and Eddie's celebrations stop as Manny and Ellie glare down at them. Diego's landed headfirst in a snowdrift. All around are uprooted trees and scattered rocks.
It took us all spring to build that summer habitat. All spring! And you destroyed it in seconds!
Whoa, that's a new record! It took us like 8 minutes to destroy our fall habitat.
But why'd you build it right in the middle of our ice-a-lanche? Rookie error, dude.
Diego, they're all yours.
About time.
The possums blow raspberries.
Oh, great. Now I have rabies.
Okay, let's work this out like a family. Manny, use your feeling words. I feel. Come on, I feel.
I feel like I'm about to crush you like a grape.
That's good. Breakthrough.
Okay, look, it was an accident. Let's just try to find a new place to sleep, and you can yell at him in the morning.
Might as well yell at rocks.
If it wasn't for her protection, you two would have been gone long ago.
If it wasn't for her, we'd be out there in the world a-roaming.
Yeah, our aroman skills are strong.
No, your aroma is strong. You'd never survive on your own.
We could if we wanted.
Yeah? I double-dog dare you to prove it.
Manny, stop egging them on.
I'm just saying, maybe they've reached a point in their lives where they're ready to get out of my hair. I mean, you know, go find their own destiny. Huh?
Nobody's going anywhere.
Why not?
Because you can't do anything for yourselves.
Anything you can do, we can do nearly almost as well.
Can you clean your own habitat? Can you feed yourself?
Can you protect yourself from predators?
Oh, sure. Bring those things up. We do things that matter. Like this.
They beatbox and robot dance.
The offense rests.
You know, even though you're my brothers, sometimes I wish you were a little more mammoth and a little less possum.
She just insulted our possumness, which is a very big part of who we are. That does it. I'm done being treated like a baby. It's time for us to move out and make our mark on the world.
I make my mark on the world every day. I just lift my leg and do it. That tree is mine, for instance. And that tree, and that one, and that rock over there, and your pillow, too.
Nighttime. Ellie checks on Crash and Eddie. They're hanging by their long tails from a tree, asleep. Manny flops down.
Go sleep over there, and turn on your side so you don't keep me up snoring all night.
I don't snore.
Trust me, you blow that face tuba all night long.
Okay, look. I'm sorry about what I said to Crash and Eddie. It's just, well, family can be difficult. We are a nutty, mixed-up herd full of loners and outcasts. And that's just on my side.
Right. And you don't hear me complain about your side ever.
My side takes care of themselves. Well, Diego does. And then we both take care of Sid.
You gotta save some for later, though.
Well, possum families just aren't like that.
Yeah, you know, you could let them face consequences sometimes. Just saying.
How? By kicking them out?
You know they can't survive on their own.
Interesting. Well, maybe what scares you is that they won't need you anymore.
Or maybe it's the fact that their only natural defense is to play dead. They're my brothers. They're the only family I had before you. They saved my life, Manny.
Flashback to a baby Ellie shivering in the cold. She trumpets her long woolly trunk, then huddles beneath the tree. A mama possum hangs upside down from a branch with two baby possums. One of the tiny possums leaps onto Ellie's trunk.
Mama Possum raised me as one of her own. I was never happier.
As an eagle soars past, all three possums play dead. The ground shakes as Ellie copies the possums, jumping onto her back, all four legs rigid in the air. Later, the possums seesaw on a fallen branch.
I finally felt like I was home.
Ellie jumps onto the seesaw, catapulting Eddie high in the sky. Mama Possum smiles. Leaves drift down onto a grave.
And when we lost her, I was heartbroken. But I knew my brothers and I would always have each other.
Well, sis, I guess you're the head possum of the family now.
Ellie cuddles Crash and Eddie with her trunk. Back in the present, Ellie gazes up at her sleeping possum brothers. Sid, Manny, and Diego group by a fire.
You know, I lost my mama too.
Well, technically she moved away without leaving a forwarding address. But then I found Manny here. And then when Diego came along and tried to kill us, we knew we were destined to be a family.
Sid, don't you have somewhere else to sleep?
Don't you?
Ugh.
Manny lumbers a short distance away. Later, as the fire dies down and the others sleep, Eddie's bulging eyes open one at a time. He pummels Crash like a punch bag until Crash wakes up. They exchange a series of coded hand gestures as they pivot upright, then dart around the tree. Eyeballing their sleeping friends below, Crash and Eddie drop to the ground. Diego briefly stirs, then sleeps on. The possums sneak past Sid and the mammoths. They double back to stare at Ellie.
We can't just leave without saying goodbye.
They approach their sleeping sister.
Goodbye, sis. It's time for us to make our own destiny.
And maybe even make our own lunch.
We may never see you again.
Eddie strokes Ellie's coarse fur with his skinny tail. As a crescent moon arcs in the sky, the possums scamper away through the forest. Morning. Ellie twitches and raises her tusks as she wakes with a yawn. Sid jerks as Manny snores.
Did you hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
Right. It's too quiet. Nothing's breaking, no one's fighting. That can only mean one thing. They're gone! They took all their things.
They don't have anything.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. This is not gonna go well for you.
Manny, my brothers are out there in the wild, and it's all your fault!
What, my fault?
Well, you did challenge them to try to survive on their own. In effect, sending them to their doom.
Thanks, Sid.
Anytime, buddy. I always got your back.
Don't worry, honey. If Crash and Eddie get into trouble, they'll find their way back.
Find their way back? The only thing worse than their survival skills is their sense of direction.
And their math skills aren't great either.
Come on, we've got to find them.
Ellie leads the way.
They also have zero musical talent, and they're awful at bird calls.
The possums catapult Snowballs through a tree fork.
Dude, being on our own totally rules!
And we've got nothing to worry about, since we got 9 lives.
Oh, come on. Everyone knows that's dogs.
Oh, well, how many lives do we get?
I forget. It's either 4 or 11.
Destiny awaits!
They catapult themselves through the ice.
Destiny hurts.
Crash and Eddie have landed inside a cave.
Have we been here before?
It does look kind of familiar.
Wait, is this the way to the Lost World?
It's the most exciting place we've ever been.
It's also the most dangerous. Do you think we can find it?
With our keen sense of direction?
Please. To the Lost World! To the Lost World!
They double back and try another direction. Eddie licks a stalagmite as the brothers explore the cave. Eddie perches on a rock.
It's hopeless. We'll never find it.
Found it!
They stare open-mouthed at a jaw-like entranceway.
Ellie told us never, ever to go back in there.
They glance over their shoulders, then lock eyes with a grin.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
To the Lost World!
To the Lost World!
Eyes blink in the darkness. Ahead is a bright light.
Whoa! I smell mammals.
As the possums dash towards the light, a squat dinosaur emerges from the darkness with two raptors, one on each side.
Snack time.
Ahead, Crash sniffs, unaware of the tall raptors behind him.
Ugh, your breath, dude. You gotta brush more.
I think I just swallowed my Adam's apple.
The possums flee from the raptors.
One of us should give ourselves up so the other can get away!
Good idea! I volunteer you!
The possums emerge from a tunnel, then plummet into the jungle far below.
That was close. Crash, it's just like I remembered it!
They gaze at the dinosaur-filled cave beyond.
It always amazes me there's a whole world down here, right below our feet, and a giant spider right above our heads.
Crash and Eddie scamper away from the scuttling spider that looms above them. The possums plunge in between the crowd of dinosaurs as the spider chases after them.
We're gonna be goners!
Yeah, and then we'll only have 3 or 10 more lives! You know that whole living on our own thing? I'm starting to question our judgment!
Well, this is the perfect time to do it!
They slide down a long tail, then back up the lengthy neck of a Brachiosaurus.
I remember this guy. He's allergic to possums!
The dinosaur sneeze propels them through the air. They're rescued by a pterodactyl that's piloted by a weasel with an eye patch.
Hello, boys!
Buck!
That's right! Buck Wild at your service.
Our hero! The legend of the Lost World!
The Wizard of Weasels!
The Yin to my Yang!
Your ways are strange and mysterious, Buck. But mostly strange.
Thanks for dropping in. Will the rest of the herd be falling from the sky, too? I don't think I can catch the mammoths. One, maybe.
Mayday! Mayday! We're coming in hot!
The pterodactyls wade down as the two raptors jump aboard.
This is your captain speaking. Please keep your whiskers and bottoms inside the dactyl at all times.
Bug the Weasel steers the pterodactyl towards a narrow gap in the rock face ahead.
Look! Crash!
The raptors splat against the rock face as Buck steers the pterodactyl through the gap.
You picked a bad time for a tropical vacation, lads. A dino named Orson just escaped from exile, and he's jonesing to rule the Lost World. Now he's got a couple of raptors, and if he succeeds, no mammal will be safe.
Whoa, well, that's a good thing I'm not a mammal.
You are a mammal.
Sorry, bro. Looks like life dealt you a bad hand.
You're a mammal too.
That's impossible. What are the odds of two possums being mammals?
Well, they're the same odds that you'll both be a raptor's brunch if I don't get you out of here.
As Buck lands the pterodactyl in a clearing, a plant snaps up the possums.
Gotta feed Penelope. She needs gas, and these berries will give it to her. Back off, Brenda. They're friends of mine. Brenda. Spit. Spit.
The plant spits out a gloop-covered Crash and Eddie.
So far, best day ever.
Now, tell me, what brings you two to my world?
We moved out.
Yeah, we're mature now.
Really?
Well, at first, Ellie was all yadda, yadda, yadda. And then Maddie was like,
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that does sound like him.
And Diego was all, I mean, you know how he is. And then Ellie said,
I don't like it, but I suppose it's time. Good luck out there.
Then she hugged us, Sid scratched himself, and Bingo Bongo and the Congo were here.
You're telling me Ellie gave her okie-dokie to this little artichokey of a mission here?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, okay, we snuck out. Oh, you try to survive that look.
Buck glares at them with his one eye.
I admit it, whatever it is.
I've got to take you back home, fellas. I'm the only one that can stop Orson, but I won't be able to do that if I have you two to look after.
Buck, we came here to live a life of adventure, like you.
You boys are nature's least likely to survive, and this is its most dangerous place.
Wow, talk about a perfect match.
Penelope the pterodactyl flies Buck, Crash, and Eddie back to the tunnel that leads out of the Lost World.
I'll be back in a minute, girl.
Buck, don't send us back.
Yeah, we want to hang here with you.
Please, we're independent. Both of us. Together.
This boulder's not supposed to be here. How did it get here?
How do you think?
Well, how should I know?
Unbelievable. Your cluelessness is truly breathtaking.
Don't you take that tone with me, Rocky. Now I insist you roll away at once.
I don't think it's the boulder talking.
Well, not anymore. I obviously intimidated him. Seems like Mr. Boulder here is all growl and no gravel.
Wow, okay, enough. I can't do this anymore.
Hey, I'm over here, you soon-to-be ex-weasel.
Look at me. Look at me with your dumb little eye.
Orson.
Buck.
Eddie. Harash.
I heard you've returned. But how? Nobody escapes from Lava Island.
Well, not everyone has my colossal intellect.
Which is dwarfed only by your ego and insecurity. Why'd you seal the exit, Orson?
No reason, just to keep filthy animals like you from coming in and infecting our ecosystem with your very warm blood. Lost world for lost species. Dinos rule, mammals drool.
It's true, you do.
Wait a minute. Dinos don't talk. They just grunt and roar like nincompoops.
Oh, that's good. That's funny. That's really funny.
Dinos have tiny brains. Like I haven't heard that a million times. Does this brain look tiny to you?
Holy moly, that's huge! Seriously, that thing's a planet. I'm surprised there isn't a little moon going around it.
That kind of reaction used to hurt. I thought I was a freak. Then I realized that my massive brain made me the smartest creature alive. But you know the best part? The joke's on you. My brain, the thing that everyone ridiculed, is the one thing that's gonna get me my revenge. I'll rule everyone under the ice. Not even you can stop me this time, Buckminster.
It's Buckminster. though most call me Buck. Buck Meister's not even a name. That's like me calling you Schmorten.
Whatever, Bucky. Now that I've got some muscle behind me, it's a whole new ball game.
There's gonna be a ball game?
Check it out.
The raptors appear. The possums play dead.
Oh, well, look. They've gone and died. No one wants to eat dead possums. It's too chewy. It's like eating hairy gum.
Okay, I can totally see you breathing. Look, look right there. Look, even these morons can see it. Time for a possum picnic.
Buck uses his whip to save the possums and jump clear of squat dino Orson and the raptors.
Until our next tango, mi iguana gigante.
Buck, Crash, and Eddie leap off the ledge. Penelope scoops them up.
No one outsmarts Orson!
Now we're gonna have to play a little game called Drop Goes the Weasel. It means take down Buck!
Ah! Oh my jeez!
What did I say about boundaries, huh? And you, stop copying me!
A brown eye watches Orson scold the raptors from afar. Penelope lands in a clearing.
It's not safe here, girl. Better take off for the night. Be careful.
Penelope takes off.
Where to next, Buck?
We're already here.
Buck yanks a vine. A mallet knocks Buck and the possums through a passageway. They pose for funfair-style photos. Buck lands deftly in a cave. The possums ricochet off a wall, then drop in a heap. The possums stare at the light-speckled ceiling and dinosaur bones.
Buck's bachelor den! Wow. Talk about a possum paradise.
Hang on. Gotta pay the cucumber for babysitting.
Crash, wouldn't it be awesome if we could live here with Buck?
Look, I know I said it was gonna be 3 hours, but it was only two, and I'm not gonna pay you for an hour where you didn't do anything.
He's got everything!
As Buck argues with a cucumber, the possums explore. Buck cuddles a squash.
You remember my daughter?
Bronwyn! She's gotten so big and round and... big?
These are your Uncle Possums. She doesn't remember you because she was so young.
And also because she's a squash.
Buck, I know you like living alone here with your farm fresh daughter, but wouldn't it be nice to have a couple of roommates?
Free pumpkin care.
And we charge less than cucumbers.
Sorry, boys. I'm a solo operator who can't be tied down. You can stay until I've stopped Orson, but after that, I'm gonna find a way to get you back home.
Maybe we could help you stop Orson.
Dude, up top!
Eddie knocks a bowl that sets off a chain reaction of chaos. Buck rolls his eyes. Above ground, the herd search.
Crash!
Eddie!
I don't mean to be a negative Nancy, but they've been gone a while. Shouldn't we just be looking for bones at this point? I respectfully withdraw the question. Hey, Uber Tracker, you picked up their scent yet?
Aside from you, nothing smells bad. So, no.
Manny, they're out there all alone in the cold. They're probably frightened.
Look, don't worry. We'll find them. Because if we don't find them, I'm gonna kill them. Ooh. It's a figure of speech. And, ow.
In Buck's den, the possums play fight.
You've got nowhere to run, Orson. Or should I say, Smorson?
Eddie fakes a melodramatic death. Buck's sorting through bones.
So, how are you going to defeat this Smorson dude anyway?
That is a good question, Crash.
I'm Eddie, the handsome one.
Right. Back in the day, Orson was tough on his own. But now he's got some trained raptors, taking him down is going to be a little bit trickier.
Why is he such a meanie anyway?
Another good question, Eddie.
I'm Crash, the other handsome one.
When he was young, Orson was teased and got all insecure about his big head. The bigger his head grew, so too did his brain, and he realized that this was his greatest strength. That he came to believe he was superior to everyone else.
I tried to show him we were all equals. I even invited him to be part of this team I belong to. We established the watering hole as a place where all species could learn to peacefully coexist. My team was dedicated to protecting it and making sure all animals down here lived in harmony.
Whoa! Like a superhero squad?
Well, I wouldn't use the term superhero. I mean, I wouldn't stop you from using it. Anyway, Orson turned down my offer. He didn't believe in harmony. He believed in a world where the strong dominate the weak.
Can you repeat that? I had a marshmallow in my ear.
I said, Orson believed in a world where the strong dominate the weak and that he should dominate all. And since I stood in his way, he set a trap to get rid of me.
Flashback to Orson launching a flaming log at Buck and his friends. Buck's friends topple into a void. Buck and a polecat are left clinging to a ledge.
We defeated Orson that day, but at great cost. To keep the Lost World safe, we banished Orson to a place called Lava Island, and not the nice one. We thought a little alone time would help Orson to have a change of heart. But his heart hardened even more, and he became obsessed with getting revenge. We didn't know he'd have company.
The raptors.
We're not sure how he survived or what happened next.
Orson's claws spark against a rock. The spark set fire to a bush. The flames reflect in the raptor's boggling eyes.
Ooh, you likey the fire?
All we know is that Orson somehow escaped from Lava Island with a couple of raptors under his command.
The raptors pant like dogs.
Sit. Stand. Bow to me.
The raptors obey. They build a bridge.
Simpletons. All it takes is a little fire to bend you to my will. The Lost World will finally be mine.
And he was free.
Woo! And then what happened?
Then you two showed up and nearly got yourselves killed.
Yay, we're in the storm.
A raptor lurks outside, as does a polecat.
Okay, boys, lights out.
Buck, can you tell us more about the superhero team?
That's a tale for another night.
Buck hushes the possums, then presses himself against a rock as the raptors enter the den. As the second raptor enters, Buck darts around his den unseen. Buck tosses a pot. The raptors chase after it. Buck scuttles back to the possums. He gestures for them to stop balancing objects on one of their heads. As the objects clatter down, the raptors start moving towards the sound. Buck gestures to the possums to be quiet. They continue playing. Buck points to his eye, then mimes sneaking away to hide. Crash and Eddie move towards a hiding place. Buck nods, then shakes his head as the possums brandish sticks. As the raptors close in, Buck tries again. The possums clamber into the hiding place, eventually ducking down and out of sight. Buck clasps his hands in prayer. The possums leap out of their hiding place.
Oh, for crying!
crying out loud.
The raptors surround Buck. He whips out his dagger. As a green fog fills the cave, the raptors collapse.
What's that smell?
Oh, yeah. Gas.
Yours?
Buck swoons, then passes out. Buck catches blurry glimpses of Crash and Eddie as he winks open his one eye.
Buck?
Buck!
The possums! The possums!
Gas don't faze us, dude. We're used to things that stink.
Looking for this?
A striped polecat somersaults down from a tree with Buck's dagger.
Wow!
See? Is that you?
Well, someone had to save your butt.
Z takes out a raptor with the dagger.
So I pick me.
Wait! What about Bronwyn?
She's safe. I left her with a cucumber.
Good! The cucumber knows karate.
Dude, psst. You know Bronwyn's like a pumpkin, right?
Yeah. I also know Buck's got a cousin who's a pinecone.
All right, Philip.
Buck, who's your awesome skunk friend?
I'm not a skunk, guys. I'm a Zorilla.
What's the difference?
The difference is I'm a mammal on a mission to bring equality and justice to the lost world. Also, skunks have slightly shorter tails.
She's totally a skunk.
A skunk with a secret identity!
Cool.
Well, yeah. If that'll get you going, great. Come on, those boneheads are waking up.
We'll follow you anywhere. Off a cliff, underwater, into a volcano.
I like your new friends. They make me feel smart.
Don't worry. What they lack in intelligence, they make up for in bumbling ineptitude.
Buck, we have some unfinished business to take care of.
I mean, you know, look, I know we didn't always see eye to eye, or in my case, eyes to eye.
Relax. I'm only here for one reason, and it's bigger than you and me. If we don't stop Orson, he'll destroy the harmony we fought so hard for. With him in charge, the lost world will be, well, lost.
Oh, right. And because then it will be the lost world, which is both sad and confusing.
Is the team getting back together again?
You stay out of it, you.
I thought you two stopped talking.
We patched things up.
And no, Lefty, the team's not getting back together. Once we stop Orson, I'm out of here.
That's a secret skunk for you. They never stay in one place too long. Of course, that glorious scent lingers.
The raptors watch as Orson explores Buck's abandoned den. Orson finds a wooden model of himself.
No. My head's not that big. This is not to scale at all.
I know you're there.
What have I said about copying, huh? Don't you dare. Stop copying me! Oh, I should have worked with birds.
The raptors appear multiplied in a broken mirror.
Huh. Clearly you two aren't nearly enough to get the job done. Time to add to my posse. What I'm about to do next will destroy everything you've worked for, Buckmeister. Get out of my face!
How'd you know those raptors were going to attack?
Unfortunately, Orson's been tracking you. Fortunately, I've been tracking Orson.
Then I guess it's up to you guys to stop him. Two superheroes joining forces again. Buck Wild and Skunkator.
I can't believe you told them we were superheroes.
I would never say that. They said it.
Well, you two must have been a great team.
Only when we agreed on things, which was never.
I agree with that.
What's the problem, Buck? She's pretty cool with that super spray of hers. Hey, what's your superpower anyway?
Boys, what makes a superhero isn't powers. It's resourcefulness and courage.
Yeah, that's what they always say when they don't have any powers. Anyways, back to the plan. We have a control freak egomaniac to catch up to.
Yeah, and we've also got to stop Orson.
Two dinosaurs gallop past.
This is my worst-case scenario. They're heading for the watering hole.
Buck cups his hands around his eye to focus on the raptors who are nearing the watering hole.
Blimey! Olsen's gonna serve his raptors an all-you-can-eat mammal buffet.
Buck grabs a vine.
Okay, here's the plan.
No time for a plan!
There's always time for a plan! Okay. He can't hear me anymore.
Buck swings on vines to reach the animals lazing by the watering hole. He interrupts the gopher-like Hyrax's game of volleyball.
Everyone, we face a grave threat.
Are we out of fruity drinks again?
We've got to clear the area, file out in an orderly fashion. 2x2, 1x3, 5x9.
A herd of raptors invade the watering hole. A cluster of dodos flap their wings.
Nope, still can't fly.
Buck trips a raptor, then saves a Hyrax from another of the lanky raptors.
Go, go, go!
As the animals flee, Buck distracts the raptors with martial arts.
It's time to get Buck wild.
Z snatches Buck away.
What'd you do that for?
Look!
Squat, big-brained Orson looms above them with more raptors.
Buck! Oh, boy, do I have a surprise for you.
Behold!
The raptors fan out around Orson.
He's done it! He's built an army! I'm gonna RSVP no to this party.
We need to get out of here.
Astride one of the raptors, Orson leads a charge down to the watering hole. Buck and Z hide with the possums. Orson's steed squishes a flower underfoot.
I'm coming for you, Bucky, and you won't weasel your way out the next time. You can't protect the mammals forever, Buck. My new raptor army will eventually hunt you down.
Now we really need a plan. We'll never defeat Orson if you keep going all Buck Wild without thinking first.
The more important question is, what does Z stand for?
You're cute. Let's stay on track, shall we? We are completely outmatched. If we're gonna defeat Orson, we're gonna need some big-time help.
Would you look at that? I agree with Z. We do need help. And there's only one creature who can handle the job.
Did you hear what he said? He said we. He sees us as equals.
Actually, I think he meant total equals. You got it.
Oh, and by the way, fellas, the name thing. It's just Z.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Buck gestures towards a sail-like leaf inside an upturned skull.
My bone boat!
Whoa! Buck's bone boat!
I believe it's our bone boat.
Whoa! Buck and Z's bone boat!
I built it.
I designed it.
You didn't need a design.
That's why the first boat sank.
It didn't sink. The water rose.
Do you sense some tension between them?
Maybe a little.
Buck, Z, and the possums are aboard the bone boat. A map shows their journey from the watering hole around the tar pit armpit, then along Raptor River.
We'll reach Lost Lagoon by morning.
You know what I'm wondering?
Why we're going to Lost Lagoon and who's going to help us defeat Orson?
No, I'm wondering why my butt's stuck to the seat.
Tree sap.
You know what else I'm wondering? How could they have been such a fierce team, but still not get along?
I bet it's because Z never told them what the Z stood for.
Okay, out with it. Is it Ziva? Zelda? Xena?
Zsa Zsa?
Samantha?
Zippy.
I'm sorry, did you just say Zippy?
I told you it wasn't Zippy.
Once again, Z doesn't stand for anything. And that's not the reason.
So what is the reason?
It's because he...
Never mind.
Let's work this out like family.
Yeah.
Use your feeling words. I feel...
Well, I feel Buck was stubborn and reckless.
Well, I feel Z gets too hung up on details. I also feel sad about my first boat.
This is good. I think we're getting somewhere.
You're irresponsible. Thick-headed.
You're demanding,
I'm
and you're always being
you
mean to me. Back when Orson set that trap for me,
see
and I survived,
but
the rest of the team didn't.
We needed to have a strategy.
Your way didn't work.
We lost our team.
I know, Z, but maybe there was nothing we could do to save them.
Maybe not. But you were my best friend, and I lost you too.
Z...
I feel that could have gone better.
Far above the lost world, Ellie gazes up at the crescent moon in the night sky. Down in the lost world, the bone boat sails on through the night. Eddie gazes up at a shaft of moonlight, then turns to Crash.
Crash, I'm starting to think.
Oh no, no, you're doing it too.
When we left the herd, we swore we'd become independent and make our mark.
Yeah, but how?
Buck needs some shut-eye, and we're nocturnal. This is our chance to prove ourselves. Follow my lead.
The possums take sleeping Buck's place at the wheel.
Okay, Lost Lagoon is due south. We have to turn this boat around.
You're holding the map upside down.
Oh, well, in that case, we're good.
We're doing it! High five!
Buck stirs.
Oh, when's tea ready, Mum?
Yeah. Buck curls up asleep on deck. A raptor watches the bone boat from a nearby shore. Morning. The possums poke Buck with a stick.
Did I drift off?
It's all good, Buck. We kept the boat on track and made you a delicious breakfast.
You got these from the trees?
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. But they're also very poisonous. From now on, keep your paws and tails inside the boat. You don't know what's out there.
Oh, so maybe we shouldn't have snagged these jump ropes.
Guys, those are more poisonous than the berries.
We're immune to snake venom.
Yeah, but I'm not. It would kill me.
It would make me break out. And then kill me.
Our bad.
Sorry, Zsa-Zsa. Should we not have adopted these cute pet lizards either?
Eddie's lizard breathes fire.
Maybe we're not ready to prove ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
Crash's lizard breathes fire.
Okay, you can speak for both of us.
The possums tuck their lizards into their chest fur. A red line on a map tracks the bone boat as it reaches a lagoon. Ashore, Buck grabs a conch shell.
We've made it! Time to summon an old friend.
Z, Crash, and Eddie group around Buck as he blows on the conch shell. Buck beams as an enormous T-Rex emerges from the jungle.
Crash! It's Mama T-Rex!
Wait, you know Mama T?
Uh-huh. Our friend Sid used to babysit her kids.
She's gonna help us take out Orson.
Well, that totally makes sense. She's 15 tons of deadly, vicious terror!
No offense, Mama.
Mama frowns.
What's wrong, girl? Toothache, huh? Come on, let Dr. Buck take a look.
Left upper incisor impacted. Lower right molar missing.
Ah! There's the bad tooth. Yeah, I've got a 86 to 23. That's what happens, young lady, when you don't floss.
Which is why we use our tails.
Well, how can she help us defeat Orson with a bad tooth?
That is a good question.
I'm gonna need to pull it.
Oi! Well, if you're not going to let me help, I guess I'll have to just give up.
Z sprays her green scent at Mama's face. Mama sways from side to side, then collapses.
Whoa! Respect!
Z prizes open Mama's jaw for Buck.
Hurry!
I'm performing surgery here.
If I let go, she'll surgically remove your top from your bottom.
What's really in there?
Okay, Z, all done. Time to wake her up.
I just knock him out. I don't wake him up.
Incoming! We've got raptors!
Come on, boys! Let's get her up!
We need to call in reinforcements!
She is the reinforcements!
Hello? Anyone home?
You can sleep when you're dead!
Why'd you knock her out?
You told me to!
No, I didn't!
You winked!
I only have one eye! Technically, that's a blink!
Nap time's over!
What did you have, bricks for lunch?
No!
Well, here goes nothing! Heads up, Buttercup!
Buck rolls an exploding fruit into Mama's mouth, then takes cover. Mama rears up. Orson slow claps.
Oh, you're pathetic, Buck. Did you really think reuniting with Z and recruiting some T-Rex could help you defeat my army?
Mama hiccups purple smoke. A group of raptors snarl at Mama. Mama staggers. Her thick tail swats away one raptor before Mama collapses.
Well, that was the idea. Yes, evidently I miscalculated. But nobody's perfect.
Except me, that is. I'm a genius who's about to rule the lost world.
Over our dead bodies!
My plan exactly. Soon everyone will bow to me and call me king. Excuse me? I'm trying to do my evil here! I'm on a bit of a roll. But enough of this discourse. Let the feeding frenzy begin!
The raptors close in on Buck, Z, Crash, and Eddie. As Buck wields his dagger, Z somersaults clear. Z uses Buck's dagger to take out a raptor. Orson cackles as more raptors attack. The possums retreat up a tree.
Spray him, Z!
I just sprayed! I need time to refill, okay?
TMI, dude!
Z flings the dagger back to Buck as the raptors close in. Crash and Eddie lead Buck and Z onto a tall rock formation. The snapping raptors jump up, but they can't reach. The four mammals stare down at the growing number of raptors gathering at the base of the rock formation. Buck sighs.
Actually, Z, it was all my fault. You're right. We lost the team because of me.
No. It was because of me.
No, I insist I take the blame.
Well, I insist you return the blame and give it to me.
Look, it wasn't you. It wasn't me.
It was us. If we really want harmony in the lost world, it has to start with you and me working together.
Buck turns to look down at Orson, then swings back round to face Z.
Get Mama and the possums to safety.
Buck surrenders his dagger, then approaches Orson.
What's he doing?
Giving us time to escape.
Okay, Brainiac. It's me you want.
You got me.
I win. Take him to the watering hole. There, I'll make an example of him in front of all the other mammals. Whoa. Revenge is mine. Hey, great idea alert. Guess who had it? Me, of course.
The raptors tow Buck away in a cage. As Crash and Eddie mope by the bone boat, Z pats Mama's face assuringly.
Whoa. Easy now. Just get your strength back, Mama T. Orson's taking Buck back to the watering hole. Meet us there.
Z holds Buck's dagger between her two clawed paws, then tucks it into her belt and returns to the boat. A small mammal hides behind a tree as raptors stampede past. Z pushes the bone boat into the water, then jumps aboard. Elsewhere, more mammals take cover as raptors roam the land. Dragged along by the raptors, Buck gazes out through the bars of his cage. A long-limbed mammal takes refuge behind a tree. On the water, Crash and Eddie stare out across the bow of the slow-moving bone boat. Z perches atop the mast. Ahead, plumes of smoke darken the sky. Crash and Eddie gaze at their reflections in the still water.
This is all our fault, Eddie. Buck said it was a bad time for us to visit.
Yeah, if he didn't have to look out for us, maybe this never would have happened.
I wish we could have done something to help him.
Like what?
I don't know. Something cool, like master the power of lightning.
Whoa, how awesome would that be? Crash and Eddie, lightning masters.
Yeah, we'd be all zap this and zap that and zap the first thing again.
Face it, bro. We're never gonna be lightning masters or make our mark. Or pretty much do anything. Ellie was right about us. We're not ready to be on our own.
Is this what Buck would do? Give up? Sulk?
But we let him down!
Which means it's time to buck up!
You mean rush in without thinking?
Yeah, well, he would do that. I, however, wouldn't have left without a plan to rescue him. But I'm gonna need your help.
We could if we had a superpower.
Remember what Buck taught you. It's not powers that make you a superhero.
It's courage and resourcefulness.
Maybe that's our problem, Crash. Whenever we're in trouble, all we do is play dead.
Well, it is our go-to move.
Yeah, but it's kind of the opposite of courage.
Yeah, I see that. But where can we get courage?
You already have it. Right here.
In our chest fur?
She means our spleens.
Yeah! If we can harness the power of our spleens, we can master lightning!
Ugh.
Z unfolds the map.
We're here, on Raptor River. Orson's got Buck here, at the watering hole. We'll launch a surprise attack.
Like a surprise party, with weapons!
I don't know, Z, or whatever your real name is. The three of us against Orson's whole army?
Hey! You would be surprised what we're capable of. I just wish we knew how Orson controls the raptors.
Maybe he gives them treats. I know I'd do anything for a marshmallow.
Would you marry a frog?
What kind of frog?
Focus, guys. It's time to train for the mission.
Z cuts a length of bamboo, then tosses it to Crash. Crash juggles with the bamboo. He drops it. Z launches a fruit for the possums to shoot at with the bamboo blowpipes. The possums fire at each other instead. Z covers her face with her hand. Next, Z demonstrates an acrobatic routine. The possums attempt to copy. Eddie lands hard.
Oh, right in the possum gorge.
Z mimics a raptor. The possums play dead, then spot Buck Stagger. They exchange a shrug, then attack the mock raptor with their bamboo blowpipes. Z flashes a grin. The bone boat sails on down the Raptor River. Far above the lost world, Sid traipses after Ellie, Manny, and Diego.
Face it, guys. Crash and Eddie have gone bye-bye. They totally disappeared without a trace.
I got footprints.
All that means is their feet were around here.
Thank goodness, we're back on their trail.
Well, looks like their trail leads to, Oh, no. Those ding-dongs went back to the lost world.
Oh, and I thought I made bad choices.
In the lost world, Crash and Eddie follow Z as she tiptoes past a dinosaur skeleton. Z, Crash, and Eddie look down at the dinosaurs wandering around far below at the watering hole.
We're in luck. Orson's raptors got smaller.
Huh, they're tiny. I say we crush them like ants, then shoot hoops at the watering hole.
Guys, they're not tiny. They're just far away.
Oh. Well, in that case, we're in huge trouble.
Z puts her hand to her heart.
Remember.
The possums also put their hands on their hearts, then straighten up.
It's time to get...
Buck Wild!
Ellie, Sid, Diego, and Manny.
The entrance is blocked. Do you think they got through?
Only one way to find out.
Ellie, Manny, Sid, and Diego strain at the large rock that's blocking the entrance.
Come on!
They roll the rock clear of the entrance. Sid leans against the rock as the others explore.
Whew! Those upper body workouts really paid off!
Come on! We need to find Buck. He's their only hope down here.
Oh, great! Their lives may depend on an unstable weasel who talks to his hand.
As Sid follows the others, the rock rolls after him.
Ah!
Sid!
As the rock thunders forward, Sid, Diego, Manny, and Ellie leap clear. The herd land in a heap in the lost world. They stand alert as the ground shakes.
Mama!
What's that you say? The watering hole? Oh no! Crash and Eddie are in trouble!
You say that like it's news.
At the watering hole, Buck is tied up inside a cage. Orson paces. Ah.
This is farewell, Buck. Time to turn you into a chew toy for my ravenous friends here.
You'll never get away with this! There's no way I'm letting my pumpkin daughter grow up without a father.
What? Okay, I'm done. Dinner is served. Compliments of King Orson.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Buck's lowered towards a pack of snapping raptors. Suddenly, a barrage of fruit is blown at Orson and the raptors. Orson flinches.
Huh? Oh. Oh! Morons!
Good work, fellas!
Get skunked!
Yeah! Hey, y'all!
As Crash and Eddie continue firing fruit through their bamboo blowpipes, Z fogs the raptors with her green scent.
I love the smell of skunky gas in the morning.
Orson sparks his claw to set fire to the rope suspending Buck's cage.
Bye-bye, Bucky!
Buck's cage plummets, then stops as the burning rope pulls taut. Meanwhile, Mama carries Sid in her mouth and Diego on her back. The mammoths cling to Mama's legs as the T-Rex races through the jungle.
Hang on, Crash and Eddie! Here comes the T-Rex Express!
Buck tries to blow out the burning rope. Z somersaults clear of the raptors and swings trapeze-like on Buck's cage. The rope snaps. The cage dashes open on a rock. Z grabs hold of Buck's hand, then pulls him to safety.
You took a big chance giving yourself up back there.
That's what you do in a herd.
Besides, I knew you'd be the one to come and rescue me. So, what now? I'm sure you have something in mind.
How about we make it up as we go along?
Now that's what I call a plan!
Together, they punch a raptor. Mama and the herd arrive at the watering hole to find Crash and Eddie firing a hail of fruit. The possums swing on Ellie's tusks, then bounce away.
Okay, I'm confused. What just happened?
I believe Crash and Eddie just kicked some serious butt.
Mama deflects two raptors as they try to attack Sid.
Yeah!
All right, Mama! Wait for me, guys!
Orson snarls as Buck and Z approach. Two raptors appear behind Buck and Z.
Yes!
Z uses a pole to twirl away a raptor. She splays the other raptor's legs until it's stuck in the splits.
You've been nothing but a thorn in my side from the start!
You just never got it, Orson. The Lost World isn't meant to be ruled by anyone.
Not just anyone. Me!
Hunger!
Orson tosses Buck's dagger aside. Down below, Manny deals with some raptors.
All right, who wants some? Take this! And that!
Time to get a little less mammoth and a little more pasta.
Diego blocks the raptors.
Back off. He's family. Besides, he's high in saturated fats.
The truth is, we all need each other.
Orson whacks Buck.
Down here, all creatures, mammals and dinos alike, we need to live in harmony.
Oh, you are so naive. This is why I feel sorry for you, Buck. You're too idealistic. In the real world, it's survival of the fittest, or should I say, smartest.
Crash and Eddie fire fruit at another raptor, then somersault off two others. They land badly.
Nailed it!
They raise their bamboo blowpipes. They're out of ammo.
Oh no!
The raptors close in on the possums.
Sick 'em! Stay! Young boy!
Bad dinos! No bite! No bite!
Ha! Possum!
Buck grabs his dagger.
Homage!
Looks like you got me, Bucky. Or do you? Seems I've outsmarted you once again. They're gonna tear your little friends to pieces, and then they're gonna come for you.
Watch this, Buckminster. It's showtime.
Orson sparks his claw.
It's the fire! That's how he gets them to follow his every move.
Remember what Z said? The answer is in our chest fur.
The possums retrieve their fire-breathing lizards from their chest fur. The raptors stare wide-eyed at the flames.
Three, two, one, play dead!
Play dead!
play dead, their limbs stiff in the air.
Oh, come on, guys. We're not falling for that. We didn't fall for it the first time.
One by one, the raptors copy the possums until they all lie motionless on their backs.
What? You imbeciles! You're raptors, not possums! Get up!
Oh, yeah!
Woohoo!
Yeah! Those are my boys!
Woo!
Yes! Well done, lads!
That's called using your spleens!
What do you know, Eddie? We do have a superpower!
Yeah!
Playing dead!
What?
Haha! Looks like you've been outsmarted.
No! Ah!
Penelope swoops past, plucks Orson from the rock, then drops him above Mama. The T-Rex bats Orson to the other side of the jungle.
I'm okay!
Think again.
Where's your chew toy? Go get him!
I don't know if you got the memo. I'm your king. I command you. Ah! Oh, whoa, that was close. Hey, please don't eat me. You'll be depriving the world of a great genius. I'm full of tiny bones that'll get stuck in your throat. What have I told you about boundaries?
Two raptors chase Orson away.
Boys, that was a fine job.
Better than fine. I'd say super even.
You made this old weasel proud.
Who are you calling old?
Crash! Eddie!
The now docile raptors make way for Ellie.
Ellie!
Ellie curls her trunk around the possums.
We're so sorry. We shouldn't have left without saying goodbye.
You came all the way down here to find us.
You put yourself in danger.
Because you didn't think we could take care of ourselves.
With good reason. And you worried about us.
Because you really care about us.
Boys, slow down. I'm the one who should be sorry. I was scared of losing you. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Hey. You guys actually did it. I'm proud of you. I never doubted them. Okay, I doubted them a little.
Boys, I didn't know you had it in you. Mostly because you act like total dimwits all the time.
Ah, I love family reunions. But there's no buffet, so time to head home.
About that.
Hello, mates.
This is Z. She's a very dear friend.
It's nice to meet you, Z. The way you took charge out there, I'd swear you were part possum.
Actually, she's a Zorilla.
It's like a skunk, only cooler.
And my name may or may not be Zsa Zsa.
We were lucky to have possums join our superhero squad.
Really? A superhero squad?
She said it, I didn't.
You're probably gonna want our autographs.
No thanks.
I'm good.
Well, now that you've had your big adventure, I suppose you'll be heading back home. After all, you're probably bored of old Buck and his daring, action-packed, thrill-a-minute lifestyle.
Yeah, boring. It's so bored.
Total snooze fest.
The possums turn to Ellie.
Actually, the truth is, Eddie and I have been thinking.
Which we're slowly getting better at.
The thing is, we kinda sorta like it here. Eddie, you talk now.
We wanna stay down here, but we wanna know that you'll be okay.
It seems like it was just yesterday we were kids. I thought we'd always be together. Are you sure it's what you want?
They nod.
Then I'll be fine.
We're staying!
Oh, magic! I've been a loner for too long. Z made me realize we're all stronger together than apart. It's time for me to have a real family.
Yes!
Oh,
yes.
Yeah!
Go, Buck!
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, we'll miss you guys too.
Yeah. Okay, enough of this love fest.
Is that a tear in your eye, Diego?
No, and it never happened.
Oh, look at you. You're such a softie.
Ellie watches a moment as a raptor plays dead for Crash and Eddie. Ellie turns to lumber away after Diego, Manny, and Sid. Crash and Eddie play with a lizard, then spot Ellie heading off. Ellie turns back. Her eyes widen as Crash and Eddie race towards her. She scoops the possums up with her trunk. Ellie cuddles the possums with her trunk.
Promise me you'll visit all the time.
We will.
Especially when we need something.
As they part ways, a flower blossoms through a crack in a rock. The flowers recreated in a simple animated cave painting. More drawings show Crash and Eddie with Buck Z and Penelope. Then, together with Manny, Ellie, Diego, Sid, and Mama.
Change is scary, but it is the way of the world. And now I realize it can help us grow into who we're meant to be, even if that takes us to new places. The only thing that stays the same is the love we have for each other. That's the thing about a herd. You're a part of it, even when you're apart.
Ellie admires her artwork.
The boys are back. Again. And they want lunch.
Ellie chuckles as she heads out of the cave and into the sunshine.
I'm a bad boy doing good things.
Childish drawings of dinosaurs in a jungle.
Cut loose cause I can't sit. So I might just pop myself a chain tonight. We start, now we can't stop. I'm a cold guy on a mountaintop. Yeah, yeah, young Bill making his drop. So I might just sneak away just for a night. Get your tail to the dance floor. I said, get your tail to the dance floor. Come on, follow along.
In Buck's den, Crash and Eddie strike a pose, then leap into a glowing purple hot tub. They drink from coconut shells, then fire fruit at each other through their straws. Z joins in. Buck stares as the random fruit bullets send his dinosaur skeleton crashing to the ground.
Well, one thing's for certain, with those two around,
the lost world will never be the same.
Let's go.
Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Funded by Disney Plus Originals. Written by Polly Goodwin. Narrated by Jessica Maston. title, The Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild.